talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, there was a lot of it made yesterday and last night. We're going right to Uvalde, Texas. Uvalde, Texas, there was a massacre of school children, a murder of school children in the second, third, and fourth grades. Uvalde, Texas is a little town of about 16,000 people. It's 75 miles north of the border with Mexico, and it's 80 miles west of San Antonio. And these youngsters were in their classrooms in school. Yesterday was Tuesday. Thursday was going to be the last day of the term. They were going to get away. They were going to get away the whole summer vacation. One of the teachers there was about to retire. And a fellow 18-year-old from the community, this is a largely Latino community, and he was part of that community. Very troubled individual, lived with his grandma. He and his grandma got into a dispute. Don't know what it was about. And he killed her. Shot her. She didn't die right away. She was taken to the hospital. Let the police know what happened. And they chased him, fortunately. If they hadn't, he would have gone in there and killed 50 or 100 kids. He killed, the latest count, 5 hours ago, 19 children are dead. And two adults, teachers. A number of children are in the hospital right now, so you can't say that that'll be the end of it. But 19, that is a massacre. And you really can't get your mind around this, that the parents are notified, and they're notified in different groups. One group is told to come somewhere outside of the school, to be reunited with their kids, but the parents or the relatives of the children who were murdered were told to come to the school itself. If you got a call that said, come to the school itself, it would be devastating. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? There was a Connecticut massacre about 10 years ago. I think 20 children were murdered, first graders. They were 6-year-olds. Same thing. This time the guy used an AR-15. That time he did too. In that case, he lived with his mother in Connecticut and he murdered her. I have very little sympathy for her. Why did she have an AR-15 hanging around the house for him to use? Then he went down to the school and he gunned down all these beautiful first graders, 6 years old, and some teachers. Now it's happened again in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children, the latest count. It could go up. Some are in the hospital. Two teachers. What are we going to do about this? I'm angry about this. What are we going to do about this? I'll tell you what we're not going to do about this. They interviewed Ted Cruz right afterwards. Ted Cruz is a sociopath. I have never seen anyone show no emotion at the murder of 19 children. 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds. Shut right down. And Ted Cruz just looked at it as if he's being asked about tariffs. And he said, well, the answer is not gun control. The answer is more guns in the hands of police officers to stop it. That's what he said. Absolutely not an ounce of compunction or compassion or saying I'm going to meet with the parents or even going to Uvalde. Ted Cruz is a sociopath. So are most of the other Republican senators. There is a bill pending in the Senate. You know how long it's been pending? Brady bill has been pending for 2 years. It passed the House. Nancy Pelosi put it through the House, ready to go, be passed on by the Senate, and then Joe Biden would sign in a heartbeat. And let's get very deep in this, in the history of this. This does not take anybody's guns away. One of the odd things about gun ownership that most people haven't figured on, so back in the Middle Ages and throughout history, autocrats have tried to disarm their population. If you lived in the Middle Ages and you were a peasant or just an average person, you couldn't even have a sword. The king was afraid that you would get together and come after him. Only nobles could have them, certain other people. So the idea behind the Second Amendment, in my view, was not simply, well, it's the frontier and people needed to hunt deer and all that, but the idea that a free people is entitled to defend itself in the event that the state gets taken over, in effect, for instance, by oligarchs like in Russia. But there were no AR-15s back in 1788 when George Washington became president. And in those days, you had musket balls and powder and all this kind of stuff. And when you let an 18-year-old have a semi-automatic weapon that can discharge with a large magazine quite a few rounds instantly, the average 18-year-old doesn't have the judgment, the temperament, the training, or the knowledge to handle a weapon like that. They want to show off. They want to show off for the girls. They want to take revenge because somebody did something they didn't like. You cannot have that. So what the Brady Bill does is, among other things, first of all, so that there has to be universal background checks. 90% of the people in the polls subscribe to universal background checks. Right now, people can have gun shows in parking lots with no one around and sell stolen guns, sell any gun to anybody. A guy could come up, a criminal, a terrorist, buy whatever he wants. They can buy him online. There are now kits that you can sell, you can buy, that you can put a gun together pretty quickly with no serial number, registration number. You can, there are 3D printers now, and eventually you'll be able to just print yourself a gun. That has got to stop. All of that has got to stop. There have to be universal background checks. People with criminal convictions should not be able to buy guns. Mentally ill people should not be able to buy guns. And terrorists should not be able to buy guns in this country. We have a no-fly list. The Republican Party won't even bar them from getting guns, even if they are sworn to overthrow the United States. This goes beyond the core historical meaning that, in my opinion, of the Second Amendment, which is that a free citizenry should have the right to bear arms. But the mentally ill should not have a right to bear arms. 18-year-old guys that are all hopped up should not have the right to get an AR-15, brandish it about. They shouldn't do that. And mentally ill people and terrorists on the no-fly list shouldn't have the ability to do it. The second thing is, in the Brady Bill, is the red flag law. If you think a family member, an adult, is mentally ill or a danger, you have the right to, under the red flag law, to go to a court very quickly and get an order removing guns from them until there's a competency hearing later. There was a terrible tragedy in Waukesha some years ago, and you may remember it, where the parents knew that their son was mentally ill and he was threatening to kill people, and there was no red flag law. They tried to stop him. He gets in a car. He drives down to Greene County, into Lafayette County, the corner of Lafayette and Greene County, into Darlington, I think it was. He walks up to a farmhouse. There's no one there. He walks in, total stranger, total random. He walks in and he sits there. A guy and his wife and the wife's sister come home from brunch and he murders them. If the father could have had the Waukesha judge restrain this guy, that would not have happened. There've got to be red flag laws. Nobody knows better than the people who are related and live with somebody if they're a danger. And in the very few instances where there's some skullduggery and they're just trying to get revenge on the guy, a judge can get see through that right away. The other thing is, there was a ban on assault weapons that was put in the early 1990s. The NRA supported it. Machine guns, submachine guns, were outlawed in the 1930s, and they're still outlawed. The NRA in the 1930s didn't even advocate that everybody should have a gun. Now they advocate that mentally ill 18-year-olds should have essentially the equivalent of submachine guns. This is wrong. These semi-automatic weapons that function as machine guns should be denominated machine guns, and they should be outlawed. The populace can stay armed, and they should, but not mentally ill people, not criminals, not terrorists. And this has got to happen, and Mitch McConnell and the filibuster are standing in the way. And I'm going to have some more to say about that. We're going to a break. I know the lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Back right after the break. Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.